What's up, guys? Fusion here. This week on PFA, we got Yurana joining us from the Shiva server as our guest. We talked about the Nomad Cap coming out as an exclusive in-game item for those attending the FanFest, and we get into a little more detail about Pancration. Hope you enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We're the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all things Final Fantasy XI, community, events, etc., etc. I am Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Squigalicious.
I'm Kieran.
And today we have a guest. We have Yurana joining us from the Shiva server. Welcome.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
Hello!
Hey, as I'm sure everyone's probably noticed by now, Steak is not here this week. He had a little family commitment to do, so he's off doing his thing, we're off doing our thing, so he'll
family
be back next week.
Family commitment. Sorry.
Alright, cool. So, we'll get started with some Play Online news, couple little tidbits out this week. Big thing this week, obviously, is Pancration. Just came out. Have any of you guys tried this yet?
Yeah.
Well, you know I haven't. I can't even play the damn game.
Still can?
Yeah.
No, cannot. Fail.
I just got the update today because I've been in the field for the last week, so I haven't even touched it.
So it seriously might be
not that exciting anyway.
No.
Don't worry about it.
I might not even be playing for another 3 or 4 months, so I don't even know if I need to even be on the show, but whatever.
Yikes.
Yeah, you provide the comic relief. We'll be good.
I'll be the silly boy, basically.
Already working on the edits. All right.
Yeah, hey, we've been in the show for 30 seconds already.
Nice. Okay. So basically, the one thing that was kind of funny is after the update, I logged in. And there are people in Whitegate shouting, like, where's the pit? Where is this? I'm like, it's been on the map for a year. It's like, right there, you know, the Coliseum, the pit right there.
Yeah, that was pretty irritating.
Like, come on. But, you know, you get in there, it's kind of cool. You know, there's 4 different cages where you can do your different matches and stuff like that. The most annoying thing that I found with this, and I think everybody would agree, is how you register for the matches. Because so many people are using this right now, a lot of people are just making a trade macro to trade their soul reflector which is their data for their monsters. They're having to make a macro and spamming that right after a match so they can get in. And then after that, they have to like go on a menu and say like yes. And even then, like someone might go in like right as you know, there's 20 other people trying at the same time. So even if you get it traded and you're you know about to hit yes to submit it, someone else could come in and just be like boop, and you know you'll go and hit yes and you're like oh sorry. Can't do it for you, which is really a pain in the butt. But
yeah, it's pretty lame.
Another thing that was really annoyed me is instead of just I can't remember if I had gone through and said you know yes submit this application or if I had just traded it and they said something about sorry I have seemed to drop your application in a puddle. Like
what?
There's no puddle. Where is this puddle? It's like a completely dry floor that you're standing on. No puddle anywhere.
What are you talking about, puddle?
Yeah, they're like, I dropped your application in a puddle. I'm like, where is...
What?
Where
you were right.
It was
a nightmare
puddle.
Or something.
It was that little puddle of taru taru pee.
It's a watery puddle
That's
of
disgusting.
Emotion.
Maybe
but,
you just didn't want... Maybe
a
didn't
taru taru had an accident.
Yeah. And then another time, I had the other day I came in, traded, you know, I got in. And the thing that sucks, too, is once you do sign up for it, it takes, like, 42 minutes or something between when you sign up and when your match actually is. So a lot of people, you know, they sign up for it and they go do something else, which is, you know, understandable. So I did that the other day, and I didn't come back until today. And, you know, my data was lost. So they said something like... we can't find the event or the match info for your monster in our records. Would you like to just like forget about it? I'm like, okay, yeah, because it's probably been too long or whatever. So I said yes. And then after saying that they can't find my records, and I say just, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever, forget about it. They're like, okay, we've deleted the information from your records.
I don't get it.
They say that they can't find the match records. And I'm like, all right, you know,
if you
forget
can't
about
find it.
It,
there's nothing to delete.
Right. Like,
yes.
And I'm like, okay, you know, so delete, you know, I'm like, forget about it. They're like, okay, we'll delete it from the records. If where, what are these records? Where did you just find them now? Like,
are these magic records?
Yeah, like, where did you just like pop them out of nowhere? I think
it's the ones they found in the tar.
Maybe, maybe some of the wording should change on that. But it's weird too, because just the way that so many people are using this right now, I'm going to be really curious to see if Square Enix does anything about, how long the matches go or something, because so many people are using these right now. It's, you know, it's really a pain in the butt. I tried it for the first few days it was out, but now it's kind of annoying because you gotta just sit there, and I actually made a comic of this. You just sit there and spam the macro until you get in. Like, it's really annoying. It's not convenient at all, and which is kind of a
shame.
And
then you
wait
45 minutes to even...
Which really sucks, because, you know, this is something, like, where Square Enix is probably like, okay, you know, people can just jump in and do this, but no, like, it's taking way too long. So I'm wondering,
apparently,
you know,
you can't.
Yeah, maybe it's something where, you know, just because it's new, everyone's all over it, maybe it'll, you know, it'll work itself out, or maybe they're, you know, they need to fix something, add different cages, I don't know. But
dude, the whole thing will be empty in, like, a month.
Yeah.
Like it, no one will even zone in there.
Yeah, it's very possible. There's so many different scenarios that could happen, so it's one of those things we're just gonna have to wait for and see. So yeah, I mean, that was cool. Chin, you said you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a monster did you get?
Oh, I got a bunch. Like, I bought the stuff at first, and I went and I got, like, a golem.
Nice.
And some other random crap, but the golem had, like, attack... plus, like, 20 on it or something. Okay. So I was like, cool.
Nice. That's cool.
No, it was dumb, because by the time, you know, I kept trading my thing, like, there were people with, like, level, like, 10, 12 monsters.
Yeah.
So it was just stupid.
That's another thing, too, that, like, really sucks. I got one of those Black Mandragoras. And so it was cool. You know, I got him in there. He was a monk. I ended up switching him to a warrior sub-monk. And then I gave him... I think I gave him warrior traits and like 15% attack boost or something. But, you know, all these monsters are such higher levels. Like, granted, you still do get experience from it, but it just takes forever to level them up.
It's not that many, much experience either.
Right. I mean, it can vary. Like, the most I got was like 75 or something.
Like, from a loss?
From doing a match. I think I got 75. I might have gotten more. But I remember 75.
One time I lost, I think I got like 5, and time I won, I got 100.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, there's quite a difference there. So, I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's still brand new. They're going to obviously make changes to it, I would hope. But, you know, right out of the box, it's a cool idea. Maybe needs to be worked on a little bit, but it's pretty cool.
It's all right.
I'm not terribly excited. Sorry.
You don't wanna play Pokemon?
Fuck, I totally do, man.
Okay. If I wanted to play Pokemon, I'd play Pokemon
with the Pokemon man.
With the Pokemon man and the Jello pudding pops.
Oh, man.
All right. All the fans are gonna hate that. Just really the most exposure I've had to Pokemon is when I was a kid. I did play Red and Blue, and then the only other exposure I've ever had to Pokemon other than that was Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
because that was it. Because Pikachu is one of the cheapest characters in the game.
It's true. I still use.
But you know, I'm not going to go any far into that. This is not that sort of podcast. But
yeah,
you know, if I wanted to play something like that, I would play. Mm-hmm. You don't have to encompass that in a game that we all love, that we love as is.
Right.
Don't try to turn it into something else.
Mm-hmm. I am 100% with you, Karen. I don't get this at all, but whatever. What they're probably going to end up doing is, like, putting in some special prizes or something.
Well, they, in the...
Then suddenly everybody will decide to rush to it again.
Well, in the dad files, there's trophies for Pancration. Same for the for Chocobo Circuit, I believe. So,
we'll
haven't announced
those
anything.
Those would probably be like the, you know how like in the main cities you have events like every once in a while, like you get the summer event and you got all that. I bet there'll be like times of the year where there's like the tank ration tournament in the Chocobo.
Or another thing that I had thought about a little bit was a while back they had the Ballista Royale tournament. So maybe it would be something like that where, you know, once in a blue moon, they, you know, they do something like that. I don't know. I mean, they haven't really said anything about it yet. So
true.
I guess we'll see. It could be wow. But, totally couldn't remember what I was going to say.
Sorry. My little comment, and I am, I don't know if I should say
you're not that. You're not allowed to talk in Skype or in the podcast anymore. It's a distraction.
No, I just meant that what I said. I don't think I should actually say that on air, but whatever.
No.
If you're really that interested in what I said, send me a PM, and I'll gladly tell you.
let's
move
on.
Moving right along.
Yeah. This week, also, Square Enix announced what I'm getting at. The FanFest this year. They've been in the dads for a while. People are wondering if, you know, are they going to be an event item? Are they going to be for the FanFest? The Nomad Cap is going to be an exclusive in-game item that attendees for the Anaheim FanFest will receive, so that's really cool.
Wait, hold on. Looking for it. Looking for the excitement. Oh, there it is. Okay, that'll be cool. Sorry. I mean, it's just, come on. Give us something that's actually worth a damn. I mean,
how is that not worth
it? Dude, Moogle Rods, you get Moogle Pie? Moogle Pie?
Dude, Moogle Pie. Moogle Rods.
Moogle Pie is awesome. Dude, and the thing people forget, too, is, like, it's not just about what it does. Like, stat-wise. Look at the Moogle Rod. When you hit stuff, it makes the Koopo noise. That's
Okay. That was kind of interesting for about 5 minutes.
And then with this Nomad Cap, you get the little Moogle ball right on your head. Like, that's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I hope Tim will back me up. Corsairs have the coolest hat in the game. I mean, really. Why would you want a Moogle Cap? Why would you want a big furry ball on your head? Go get a Corsair hat and be happy.
No. Red Mage has a cool set.
Oh, no way, dude. Nah.
I think we're all forgetting about Summoner.
No, horn. No, horn.
They have a horn. They can ram stuff with their AS.
Dude.
The pimp hat on the horn, but that's
the pimp hat can't compare to the Corsair hat. Whatever, dude.
Yes, it can. Red Mage.
Whatever, dude.
Okay. We're getting the fan festival. Japan is going to get some Final Fantasy XI related events at the Tokyo Game Show, which is actually, I think, is starting a couple weeks here. They'll be receiving the Moogle Cap, which is basically the same thing, except it's not a Nomad Moogle's head. So that's cool. Another thing, too, about Tokyo Game Show is, you know, they're going to have some Final Fantasy swag there. They have, it looks like, some new keychains, some shirts. So that'll be pretty cool. Hopefully it's some stuff that we'll see at our fan fest. Some of the keychains look really cool. Dude, it's all about Bastard.
Bastard! Win.
For the lose.
Awesome.
They're always number one on my server. Sorry.
What? Windurst is always number one on Carby.
I like Bastok more than I do Windurst, though, so.
Word.
Sandoni, let's put it this way. Bastok and NPCs don't take fishing rods from children and give them to adventurers.
What are you talking about?
Greedy Dommels. All right.
Hey, man, I'm not
never
Dommel.
Done the quest in North Sandoria? With a kid?
This kid's looking for his dad, and you help him, and his dad's
he just ganks his
rod.
Don't
be a wuss. Like, he's like, give me your fishing rod. You can trade it. You can trade it back to the kid. He's like, thank you. And he like walks away. He's like,
give me your fishing rod, fool.
He doesn't love me.
But, it makes you want to take it back because he's just so crying.
Can I trade like a bomb arm to him and just like have him explode?
Hey, thanks for giving me my. Oh wait, what is this?
Alrighty, so that's all we got for Play Online news this week. We already touched a little bit on some of the PFA stuff we got. We have a new Pancration comic. We also found a video on YouTube with it's the Pokemon intro with Final Fantasy XI mobs. I lulled.
It was very nice.
Yeah,
I lulled
nice,
too. That cracked me
nice
up.
Nice little laugh. Also this week, due to popular demand, we have released the Fresh Take of Juno MP3 to download, so you don't have to keep listening to the first minute and 12 seconds of that episode. So you can get that on iTunes and through the episode page on our website.
Yay!
We're on a CD. You can play it for all your friends.
It really surprised me. It's been up for only a day, and already we have over 100 downloads.
Yeah, and I'm going to quote somebody earlier. You know, you got to go and you got to bump that in your car, man. Turn the bass off and just let everyone in your neighborhood hear
boom,
it, dude.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, doom, 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 doom. You know, it's like, do, 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 do. Yeah, man, play that. You got to play that. All right. And I digress.
Yet again.
Yeah. All right, so
yeah, I always come in with that little snazzy comment, and then I don't say anything for, like, next 15 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be good. Quiet, and then it'll come up and be like, hey, guys.
I wait for that opportune humor moment.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm like,
wait, and you need a strike. All right, cool. So I guess that'll take us...
Hey, guys.
Hey, you guys!
Oh, man. That'll take us right into in-game, I guess. So, as always, our guest will go first. So, Urano, what's been going on in-game this week for you?
Not a whole lot. I mean, been leveling some Samurai. Got up to 61
very
on
nice.
Wednesday, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all about the Samurai, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, you know it, man. It's kind of lame, though, because, you know, nobody can keep hate off mm-hmm. of me, so Saigon and Third Eye for the win.
Yeah.
I was helping my friend out, Fatal Knight, on Shiva. He was he needed help getting his honor sword for Paladin.
Okay. Is that the AF weapon?
Yeah, the AF.
Okay.
We went and did it and fought the elemental, and it was kind of brutal. It hit me for pretty good. Like,
oh, you people are horrible tonight.
Chev, you're evil.
I'm totally not doing that.
Oh, God. All
right, no one's allowed to send messages in Skype for the rest of the episode. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God. Distraction comment. My bad.
Yeah, it was kind of distracting me, too. I'm like,
Hey, it was good. Hey, man. That was quality. Quality.
Dude, I could hear... At first, no one said anything, listeners. And then I could hear Kieran go, ha, 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 ha.
I was... Because I'm the number one show distractor, so I try to keep it...
Oh, God.
Anyway, continue, please.
For those of you listening out there, trust me, you don't want to know.
Yeah, believe me on that one.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What?
Back to the show.
Okay, Kremit.
Please continue.
All right, let's see. Like I said, I did that, and, you know, elemental kind of beat on me pretty hard. I mean, yeah. It took like 252 damage.
What are you doing?
What was that?
Nobody even said anything that time.
Yeah, he did.
What?
Yeah, he was beating on me kind of hard. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even say anything
on the show without getting laughed at.
No, dude, it's nothing against. It's really nothing against you, man. It's just events have just progressed, and you know you can't go back once you've started in that direction, man.
Oh, sorry,
dude. You've been an awesome guest already, dude. You will eternally have my respect for just coming on the show.
Okay, please continue, Kieran.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Well,
we don't normally harass our guests like this.
Really?
That's usually special treatment we reserve for Kieran after the show.
Yeah, true. Entirely.
Okay, we're like I said, did that and leveled some warrior, tried to get it to 37. That was all for not really. Only got to like 33. It's slowly but surely, I'm trying to get it up there so I can level Sam to 75.
Very nice.
Samurai is definitely a relief from White Mage 63.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I don't have to, like, actually pay attention, which is nice. I'm like, yeah, it's exactly the truth. I mean, all I got to really do is pay attention to make sure I don't auto-run off into somebody that aggroes after I kill the mob.
There you go.
All in all, I mean, did some tankeration, or tried to.
Yeah, how did that go for you?
Not well, so much.
My first fight, I lost to a, I want to say, what was it? I can't remember. But the second and third fight, I did win against like a Cactar and then an Antlion.
Nice.
So, yeah, my Scorpion's getting up there.
Yeah, I remember seeing my first, one of my first fights that had an Antlion. And, because they burrow. They burrow in the pit.
Yeah, they start off
burrowing. So, I'm sitting there, and it's just this one mob. I'm like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, this Antlion, like, jumps out of the ground. I'm like, whoa! And, yeah, I mean, there's some crazy mobs. I've seen, you know, there's Cactars. I've seen Shigos, I think. I've heard about Shigos, yeah, those are in there too. But yeah, I mean, a lot of cool stuff in there now. It's surprising, like, how many you know, monsters you can actually use. There's a couple of them that I've found that you can't. I know I tried. I took a picture of an Urgonite, and I wasn't able to use that as a monster. But he had a damage resistance bonus that I could have used if I wanted to. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, I like I said, did that, and not a whole lot else has been going on, really. I mean, trying to level Samurai, get up there so I can merit. I really want Shikikoya, like, really bad.
Yeah, that's a fun ability.
Yeah, and my partner in crime, Walgate, he's a paladin, and mm-hmm. he's trying to get chivalry, and
there you go.
We want to stir up some trouble when he gets to that. So
yeah, that'd be really cool. I know now that I got that. There's only a couple samurais in my link show, and so whenever I get into a party, someone's like, "Dude, give me TP." It's just like, I'm so high in demand for my TP.
Yeah, we samurais like our TP, man.
Definitely.
But that's all that's really been going on in the fantastic world of Shiba.
Cool.
True.
All right, who'd like to go next?
I think you guys should, like, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Oh, we need to, like, find, like, some online website with rock, paper, scissors or something where we can just go up and...
Yeah,
it's so much easier.
I want to do it right now with somebody. Rock, paper, scissors me. Come on.
I did it last time, and I lost, so I'm definitely not doing it today.
Whatever you use, I'm going to use Burst 2, so I win.
Oh, yeah? Well, I use, like, Flare 9, or Ultima.
Flare 9.
Why? I'm going to use Burst 2.
What sorcery is this?
Yeah. Hey, oh,
I guess I'll go.
I'm the only one on the show that's even got merits in Burst 2.
Well, it's because you're the only one that likes Black Mage.
Boom! For the win.
Got a lot of losers around here. Squeaks a Black Mage, I'm a Derg. It's like, oh man.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
You got two people that are Corsairs.
90%, 90% of, like, mediocre LS's strategies is to throw Black Mages at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like opening up a big can of worms there.
You know what they need to just develop is like a Black Mage catapult.
Black Magipult.
Black Magipult.
Release.
It's like, Max, please load the Stunapult.
That'll be the next PFA game. We'll have a bunch of Black Mage Tarus. You just launch a behemoth and they just explode. That would actually be really cool. Anyway, yeah, I guess I'll go since no one else is stepping up. Did a couple things this week. Did a Dynamis Archivar. Didn't get as far as we did last week. We didn't get to Dynamis Lord, and so that was kind of a disappointment. There was a lot of picture taking going on, though. I actually got a strength, or no, the 15% attack bonus. But blah blah. I can done
yeah, that speak. Too.
The 50% attack bonus that I got for my my Mandy, I believe, I got off the Kindred Dragoon in Dynamis Archibald. So that was kind of interesting. Did Bayako and what was that other one? The turtle. The big turtle?
Gambu.
Turtle!
I'm not turtly enough for the turtle club. Turtle. That's all I'm going to be thinking about now. Oh, man. But, yeah, other than that, I haven't been really doing much. Oh, my God. Can you guys hear those people laughing in the background?
No.
Good. No, that would be us laughing in the background.
Yeah, right. That's really annoying.
Yeah, that's hot, too.
That's really annoying.
Blowing your ruffles.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's really, I haven't been doing too much. I've been, you know, getting busy with school, working on the website and all that stuff, so. Hopefully get some cool stuff going on for next week.
Right.
Anybody?
Anybody?
Fine.
You
can go.
Okay. Well, my recap is going to be on last week because I wasn't on last week because I was getting ready for this field exercise I was on this week. I didn't get much time on the game.
Yeah.
So last week, trying to remember back that far. We blew through Airship. We beat the record in like 20 minutes.
Nice.
It was crazy.
Nice.
We went in, we got prepped. We just went through, no deaths. It was very clean. Finished all the NMs and we're on Tenzin now. And so after we finished through all the NMs, I went to the field for a week. Then I came back. Now another guy's in Philadelphia for a week. So I'm like, no, I want to get Tenzin's on so I can do
Tenzin is so easy.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, I mean, when he comes back, the group will do it, and then we'll go ahead. I'll get my sea access. And
very cool.
Also that week, we did a Dynamis Bosonine, and I ended up getting my Sorcerer's Coat.
Nice.
Spent a lot of points for it, but now I'm 4 or 5. I just need the hat and the Black Mage, so.
Nice.
That coat's pretty good.
It's got that piece got the auto refresh on it for Black Mages, so I don't need my Black Cloak anymore.
Nice.
Oh, she's talked about LOL. Leveling Black Mage, so I'll probably just pass it to him. It's got his name on it anyway.
There you go.
Also, last week, my Link Shell killed his first Jailer of Love.
Ooh.
And they killed it, and then immediately after, AV popped. So, you know, rather than running away screaming, everybody was trying to pose for screenshots with AV before he massacred everybody. It's hilarious. We got some really good shots on the LS forums.
Oh, man.
I'm like, man, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, well, you should throw some of those up in the forums. I'd want to see those.
Yeah. there's this one ham shot where you got this Taru Black Mage dead in the foreground, and then about, like, 10 people in front of AV all posing. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I got Blue Mage to 20. Did a little bit of leveling on it today, but I got in a really bad party. I got like 1K XP, so not all that great.
Yeah, that sounds too good.
Immediately changed into my summoner and found out why I hadn't leveled it in a while. It's very hard to get a party invite.
Yeah.
So I chatted with some people today and changed into all my summoner gear and logged out to get ready for this. So I'll probably pick up summoner again next week.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully we'll be doing something I can do this week, like Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we one more thing. We did the Divine Might fight last week.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of sloppy, the fight itself, but we managed to get it done. I still have not picked what earring I'm getting yet. So
you're probably going to want the Supo.
I don't know. Because if Warrior is the only thing I'm going to have that is dual-wielding anything, because I don't know if I'm probably going to take Blue Mage just to 37. I don't think I'm going to take it up all the way.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet. But if Warrior is the only thing I have dual-wielding, I'm thinking about maybe getting a Beastly for the Axe plus 5. Oh, she's got a Beastly, and he says it works really well. So I'm not sure yet. But now Oshi wants a Supa because he's got a ninja now.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to go change his earring.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it for me.
Cool. Who's got a dog?
Me.
Got like little 10. Dog.
You have 10 dogs?
No, 2 and a puppy.
Gotcha. Cool. We should have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So what did you do this week, boy?
I sat here hungry and she played the game. Bitch.
Woof. She didn't feed us.
Oh, jeez. People are killing me.
Our Galka's getting a workout.
All right, so I guess who wants to go now?
I'll go.
Oh, alrighty then.
Let's see. I've been leveling Bard. Not sure why. I've been like going in between all these jobs. And I can't really decide what to level, but I leveled Bard to like 28, I think.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
It's fun, but it's repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah. And I just can't stand, like, because I'm usually busy with, like, Link Shell stuff or events. So when I get time to level, I like to, you know, level, not stand there looking for a party. So, I don't know. It's all right.
Well, at least you get the invites pretty quick on Bard, I would assume, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Monday did some Sky, some Siryu, and Genbu. I didn't really need anything out of Sky, so that wasn't very eventful for me. Tuesday did Dynamis Bastok. It went really well. We got a few AF. I forget really what exactly, because, you know, I don't really need anything from that either.
Right.
But we're doing like a set run right through all the cities for our members to get to Northland's access and all that good crap.
Yeah.
So we're trucking through that. Other than that, nothing really too exciting. Today we did Ultima.
I'm up
for the Nashira pants, but they won't drop, you know, God forbid.
Yeah.
but it went really smooth. Like, we got him down to, like, 30% in, like, I'd say 10 minutes.
Nice.
Like, 15 minutes tops. So that was really cool.
Very cool.
We killed him. I think hat and hands dropped.
Okay.
Actually, Saturday we did Dynamis Zarkabard again with our small little group. Still no hat. Dynamis Zarkabard is like the anti-chin.
Dynamis Zarkabard is like the anti-everything Dynamis. Like the
everyone
AF
else. No, because everyone else is like, that hat drops all the time. What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. but we got like White Mage hands, I think, and the Durg helmet.
Oh.
So yeah, that made some people really happy. But it was fun. We cleared it like a half an hour quicker than we did last time.
Nice.
That was pretty cool, yeah. Other than that, pretty much the same old.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it goes to Kieran.
I've done absolutely nothing.
Wow, way to be productive.
Oops. You're fired.
Hey, I figured I'd just save some time, really.
You're fired.
Gonna have to deduct your pay this week from zero to double zeros.
Exactly.
And no 80K4 tours for you. Sorry, I had to bring that up.
Sigh.
Alright. Well, I guess if you haven't been doing anything, we'll go right.
I haven't played in about 2 months.
Yeah, you're fired, dude. Get out of here.
Yeah, seriously.
What are you doing?
I don't even know why I do this show at this point.
All right.
Whatever.
I guess that'll take us in a treasure coffer. Last week's question was...
something.
Brain fired.
I knew it.
It was... what was the question last week?
It was, how many storage spaces does a dream stocking give you?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is 2. The winner was Elsidos from Kujada. So congratulations.
Yay.
This week, we have a little bit of a different question. It's more PFA related than Final Fantasy. question is, in the first PFA comic, who race against me, Fusion, and what color was their chocobo?
Dun, da, da, da.
It's all shrouded in mystery. Ooh. You can send your answer to the Treasure Coffer account that we have on the forums at our website. Include your name, address, server, all that good stuff, and you will know if you win next week. Okay.
Nifty.
Okay.
All right. I'll be just right into the emails.
The emails.
First email from this week comes from Blitz Mage from Leviathan. What's up, dude? Basically, he's asking, he has a laptop, and he's getting a desktop now, and he's, you know, just getting his internet hooked back up. And he wants to know if he's going to have to pay another $12.95 to play Final Fantasy on two computers. No. If you have one account, you can log in anywhere. You can log in on a PS2, you can log on an Xbox. Just make sure you remember your account info. That's always nice to know. He wants to give a shout out to Zerk, Tama, Muza, Caden, and Red Scare, and Colony Link Shells. Cool. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out.
True. Shout out.
Alright, our next email comes from Satira from Garuda, not Geruda.
Geruda. Who says Geruda?
Steak. I believe Steak says that.
Steak. I was going to say, I know someone who says it like that.
Steak getting drunk on A1.
Lol, Geruda.
It's the A1 sauce, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Getting a little heavy on the sauce.
He says, after listening to last week's episode, it made him think a little bit. He says, I think just about everyone on the show and most of the viewers could probably say that they're addicted to Final Fantasy XI on some level. We all talk about it as such, you know, like a joke, in some, you know, we talk about it in a joking manner, saying, you know, we can quit anytime, but given, like, the thought of being forced to quit or even making the choice to quit, we'd probably end up in, like, some kind of desire to keep playing, which is kind of cool. You know, he makes a lot of good points, and he actually put a link that we'll toss up in the forums about someone that just quit WoW, and they, you know, they just kind of give their views on everything, which is kind of cool to read. So we'll put that up for people to read. So cool, thanks for that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting read. I was looking at it earlier. All right, next email comes from Moroku from the Azura server. It says, hey guys, all this talk about paladins and curing and hate got me thinking. At 71, white mages and paladins get access to the Templar Mace. He says, 5 mind, cure potency plus 10% undead killer. He was wondering if that's something a paladin might macro in for cures when they don't have that much TP. Also, I'm hoping by the time you read this, Steak has reached 75. If he's 74 and 2 TNL, I'm gonna swear I'm gonna have to pay $25 in transfer servers to poke him until he gets it. He is 74, so get poking. But, yeah, that's a good question. Well, he's not here to answer that, though.
I don't think so. I think that's too much of a pain in the arse.
Yeah, I think that might be getting a little too nitpicky.
Plus, once you get 75 and you get chivalry, you're gonna wanna have your TP.
Yeah, chivalry is win.
Right. Well, and they mention that too. If they're, you know, if they have a low amount of TP or after they use chivalry. It's one of those things where it'd be very, very situational. It would just be something else you'd have to worry about, I think. But, you know, you'll usually have mages curing you and everything too, so I don't think that it would be that big of a deal personally. But, you know, I'm not Steak, so maybe we'll bring that question up again next week when he's here and he can, throw his 2 cents in for that.
Indeed.
Voice.
Forsooth.
Alright, our next email comes from the Love Child. What's up, dude?
Oh, God. Dirty boy.
What? I'm not dirty. I just did Limbus. I got my detergent and was squeaky clean.
This is serious business.
All right. So it says, I was thinking, IRC, with Tankration coming out, is there a beastman for every job? Like, I know there's warriors, mages, and things, but I was just wondering if there was one for every job. Like, if I want to make a blue mage, bubbly Bernie, or Corsair Doom Scorpion, would that be possible? I don't know about every job, but I've seen job plates for monk, warrior, dragoon, paladin. I would assume that there are they have those for other jobs. In Ottergon areas, there are beastmen that have those jobs. Puppet masters, I think, are trolls. Blue mages are Mamulja, and corsairs are in Dalamia, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, the corsairs are the formers in Arapago Reef.
Oh, right. Okay. But right areas, wrong mobs. Okay. His next question is, what, in your opinion, this is good, is the least useful 2-hour? What could be changed to make better use of it?
The blue mage one.
Why?
Without a doubt, because it, does crap. Like, it's not like it's gonna... It doesn't even, increase damage that much.
Okay.
I think about the only thing it does is, vastly decrease or eliminate, I don't even know if it is eliminate or not, the chances of you getting resisted.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never...
But I've used it before on my Blue Mage. It doesn't seem to really do
anything. I can't recall ever using... It's been a while since I've played Blue Mage, but I can't remember using it and seeing some type of good different, crazy difference from it. So yeah, that would be a bet.
Well, most Blue Mages I know just won't even talk about it because it's such a crap 2-hour to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, it does nothing that really would save the day or save me.
I know, if I had to pick crappy 2-hour, I'd probably have to go with Dragoon and Puppet Master. Because if you don't have your pet out, you're screwed. And, the thing...
That's a good point.
Too, for 2 hours, it's for that oh crap situation. Where you know you're going to die if you don't do something. And in those situations, chances are that your pet's already dead. So it's not going to do you any good.
Well, I know that a lot of people have the opinion that 2 hours are specifically for those oh crap situations.
Mm-hmm.
But those oh crap situations don't come up often enough to use them. So they should be made into something that you could use more often.
Right.
I sincerely believe that. You should be able to be able to use them occasionally just to do something cool.
Right.
You know.
Personally, I guess the one that let me down the most I've used before, because I've done spotty leveling on various jobs, was Blood Weapon for Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's
I was not impressed with that at all. I'm like, this doesn't really crap.
That's awesome. The HP from Blood Weapon comes out of nowhere. It doesn't even
when you hit the mob.
That's only if you could hit the mob, yeah.
And you're hitting it so slow.
Anyone that's leveling the job should not be missing that much on whatever you're fighting.
Well,
I mean, you're not going to go fight like a IT plus.
Yeah, but even at the earlier levels, you still do whiff kind of a lot. I only got 37. So that might be why.
From what I've seen, my Dark Knight's only...
I've rostled every time I use Blood Weapon.
Yeah, my Dark Knight's only 14, but from when I've used Blood Weapon, I'll hit the mob, once or twice. And, the delay is so slow when I miss a lot, it's like...
It's kind of like Mighty Strikes at first, because when you get Mighty Strikes at the lower levels, it doesn't do anything. But then at the higher levels, when you can hit and when you've got good accuracy, it does an insane amount of damage.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
You maybe should be able to get, I want to say 75% accuracy on any mob throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not, above IT+.
Right.
You should be able to hit 75%. Without accuracy gear.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not look at me, I have, I'm a Dark Knight wielding a... I don't know, what skill can't they use? A
freaking
bow.
A flute.
A flute. I'm gonna with my flute, sir.
But that gives
Could you imagine the kind of music a Dark Knight would have? Oh my god. How could this happen to me? Alright,
Dark Knight Bard, anyone?
Yeah. I've already done Dragoon Bard. I want to see a Dark Knight Bard.
Actually, a 2 hour that I don't find too useful, well, I don't do in-game, so this might be completely different from what you guys think, is Mission Gakure for Ninja.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, like, it'll either save you a warp, or it's one of those things just at the end of, like, you're doing a fight just for the hell of it. You're like, I'm just going to explode.
Yeah.
No way, dude. No way. Well, our main tank is, like, is a ninja, mm-hmm. and he'll sub, you know, whatever, and he's a Gaka, so he's got a ton of HP. And that's, like, unresisted damage for the most part.
Right.
So, like, when we get something like 2% or 1%,
well, right, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, like, at the end.
It's like, all right, just kill it. We're done.
Just explode, right.
Yeah.
I've never really seen it like that, because like I said, I'm not really in games. So.
See, what you need, instead of getting a bunch of black mages, just have a bunch of ninjas run in and just be like, and just blow up.
You know, if a regular ninja's making a girl could do as much damage as, like, a mob in Dynamis or Besieged, yeah. You'd be good to go. That would be a solid strategy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. We all know the best one is the Samurai one, though.
Yeah, I love Samurai Kyuar, especially in Besieged when you get a Dusty Wing.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. Is...
Oh, that's so nice.
A Dusty Wing and a Dickless Wing, I believe.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Nice.
Personally, of all the 2 hours, I love Astral Flow.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Astral.
It's up for 3 minutes. If you get the MP up, then you can do it 3 times, and it's great.
The only thing I don't like about Astral Flow, though, is that it's like useless at 75. Because Astral Flow is just going to get
level
resisted.
70 level 70 blood packs will do better damage than Astral Flow.
Without it, really? You'll do like 6 damage on an Astral Flow to like a big mob, yeah.
That's crazy.
Astral Flow, if you're like a level 50 summoner and besieged, though, Astral Flow will work really, really well with those mobs. Because I was doing like 400 or 500 damage.
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, wow.
But then, like, if I, you know, but if I was actually engaging my avatar, it would miss, like, all the time. Yeah. I could hit with Astral Flow.
Hey, cool. That was a good question.
I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Gave us a lot to talk
pretty
about.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. That's everything already.
That's it?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Didn't seem too long at all.
Wow.
We're already done already?
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Steak. See what happens.
So early.
Thanks a lot, Steak.
We usually haven't started yet.
This doesn't feel right.
It's like, I feel so wrong. I feel
to go to sleep on time.
It's like curling up in a ball. Like, this doesn't feel right.
Where am I?
She's going to start rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And our listeners are like, no, don't make it in. No.
You just sit here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I wish it went in. I'm having some fun.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Lord, okay, maybe the sitting around isn't a good idea.
Yeah, man, yeah. The longer we sit around, the more random Karen's going to get, and then it's just going to get worse.
It's all just going from there.
Get worse.
Oh. Like I said, man, you are a silly
boy. Oh, yeah. Oh,
with cussing.
I had to get one in.
All right, well, I guess that is it for this week. You can check out our website at petfoodalpha.com. Send us emails at our email address, petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Say bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Later.
Peace, homie.